We are
here. We are queer and we are going to record a podcast. We do not like beer.
I like a little Desperado.
That is not beer, Paul. That is gay beer. It's tequila beer.
Desperado with a little like beer with a little tequila. Ooh.
Definition BDB. Of a gay beer is a Desperado.
Mm. Well,
I don't judge beers. Yeah. Be gay if you wish to be.
I love a Corona Rita.
Again, that is the gayest beer thing you've ever. It's literally a cocktail with a Corona in it.
Yeah, it is. It's delicious. It's delicioso.
It is delicioso. Are we doing another episode? We're doing another episode. Hot take. It's time for a hot take, people. No, don't do that. I don't like it. Cut the hot take weirdness.
Okay. Well, we'll think for a new season what we'll do.
What will we do?
I don't know.
Because we are coming to the end of the season. We'll talk about that in a minute. So it is time for a hot take. And today, what is our hot take?
Pet peeves.
Pet peeves. Well, I have many.
You have many.
Oh my God, not about so many. Me.
We can do one about me.
Not many about you. You're just glorious.
You're great, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie. You're so perfect. Mm. I don't like to lean into negativity.
No.
But.
Never. But. In these words.
Honestly, some things really grind my gears.
Which would be?
Do you want me to start?
Oh, I can start if you want.
I can start.
Okay.
I do not mind. Mm-hmm. My first one is slow walkers.
Oh, I'm a slow walker though.
I know you are. Didn't want to bring it up, but yes, you are.
No, but you, I'm sorry. I blame Angela. You and your mother are like.
We walk.
A kilometer ahead of everybody else in the
walk,
family.
We sprint. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But. You have to remember, right? For the majority of gay men in this world, we walk with.
We do.
Britney Spears, work bitch, going on in our minds. We're like,
you want a hot body?
You better work bitch, dear. You want a Lamborghini? You want it? Like, that's what's going on in our head when we're walking. So therefore, yes, we're walking at, what is that? Like BPM?
BPM.
Really fast BPM. Whatever BPM is.
Did you hear that Lady Gaga's Vanish Into You is the new CPR song?
I think there's a new CPR song every 10 days.
Yeah, there is.
But also, my cousin saved his dad's life because he did CPR for him.
He did.
So, whatever the new Lady Gaga song is, learn how to
Vanish
CPR
into
with
you.
It.
I love it. It's probably one of my favorites.
I am loving the new thing. Anyway, back to slow walkers. Can I just get back into it really quickly?
Sorry.
We live in a city. Dublin City.
Do we?
Yes, we do, Paul.
You said that as if it was
so we live
a revelation.
In a city. People have places to go. People to see. We have like maybe going to a theater. We have a train to catch. We have a bus to get on. No one has time to be dilly dallying around.
Another club.
In the words of Gaga, get your shit together. And why are you walking at a snail's pace?
I do like in London, you have to be on the left side.
Can I just say
so that you always have that track
in Dublin fucking airport, right? Walking through, and literally this woman just stops in the middle of the escalator. She just stopped. She just stopped there, and there was hundreds of people needing to get to places, had to catch flights. Yeah. Literally, people are catching flights, and you're sitting there, and she's like, I don't know, texting her sister or something.
Don't talk to me though about airport security and people. That.
Oh, and people. Everyone has been on a flight in the last 5 years, surely.
Rots me.
You have to take your liquids out, Karen.
You have to take off your belt. You have to take off your shoes if they're above ankle level. You have to take off your coat.
Electronics in the tray, people.
You should not be wearing that necklace. Yes, take it all off. Stop it.
Strip naked. Get ready. Go through. We got to do it. I don't understand. People were like, oh, what? We have to, where do I?
I did
and
not
Barry,
know.
Barry, where do I put the, oh, Barry, where
I can't
do
I? Can't take the water.
Honestly.
Come on!
The people who put the fucking 2 litre bottle of water in their handbag.
What is that about?
And then they're like, can I not have it? And then they stand on the side. They're like, well, I'm going to drink it before I go through.
Well, off you go. You'll be pissing for Britain.
No, but can they fuck off somewhere else?
I know.
I have to get on a flight. I have places to go.
Yeah.
And that felt very aggressive.
That was very aggressive.
But what I will say is,
two for one.
People who, yeah, slow walkers, I don't know what you're doing in security, get your shit together.
Another one of my pet peeves is people driving who don't indicate or don't say thank you. The thank you is the problem for me because I'm quite nice. I let people in, out, swerve all about.
It really sounds like a you problem.
When they don't say thank you with the little indicators or the little hand up.
Does everyone know that?
Well, if you don't, I'm telling you.
So when are you saying thank you? Sorry.
So you're saying thank you if I have stopped and I've let you turn out.
Okay.
And
do you need validation every time, Paul?
When I'm being nice, I do.
Do you need to be thanked every time? Maybe it's just, maybe you need to learn. Just accept that that was a good thing for you to do and you don't need that acknowledged by the other person.
No, it drives me wild. Drives me
wild. Well, I think you should look internally. Look deeper at yourself.
Says the passenger princess. I think you
can stop. I don't even drive, so.
Yeah.
But I do, sorry, just to be very clear, I drove since I was 17, got my driving license when I was 17.
That just got renewed.
And I just got renewed. My dad, sorry, pet peeve. My dad says to me the other day, well, isn't that great now? You won't need to renew your driver's license until you're 50.
Yeah, Fred. Well done,
what
Fred.
A prick.
Well
what
done,
a
Fred.
Prick. Because it's 10 years.
It's only right.
So I'll be 49,
you'll be 49
when I renew my
50.
Like, Fred, fuck off. He knew what he was doing when he said it.
He did, yeah.
He was being a bad bastard.
Yeah.
So pet peeves, Fred.
And Fred is generally so nice all the time.
Nah, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he did.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so that's...
That was to get you to complete that driver's license. That's why.
Anyway, yeah. It's done now. My other pet peeve.
Oh.
I'm going to go back in to the world of influencers.
Oh. Get cancelled now?
No, I don't think so. So there's a thing. I don't know if you've seen it, but basically... Influencer events are kind of like this wild thing. We've been very lucky. We've been very privileged to like go to influencer events forevermore. And like they're lovely experiences, really nice things. And like you don't have a job to do, but basically it's like a trade-off. You're going to this lovely event and like you capture something, you talk about like the lovely experience that you've had. And also people kind of sometimes are nosy. They want to know what's going on at these events.
Yeah.
So you're like, great, I'm going to show them. When there is an influencer, and I'm going to call them the pick me influencer. Right.
To pick me.
And they just arrive and they literally are like trying to show that they are working the hardest, creating the most content. They're fucking 20 million lights. They're taking videos. They're taking photos. They're doing somersaults. They're like literally the whole time, all they're doing is content. And let's just remember the max amount anyone's really going to show is like 2 frames the event. You're talking 30 seconds of content. Mm. Get that done in 5 seconds.
Mm.
But when I say they are going above, and it's like they're trying to show that they're the best. They're the best ones there. Oh, 100%. Now, I work in PR. I'm very grateful of all the content. But I also want people to enjoy.
You have to be careful here.
No, no, no. But I want people to enjoy the event.
Yeah.
And I think events are just as much about building relationship
100%.
With the brand or the PR or the other influencers there. And also just genuinely having a good time and taking in the information from the event. You don't have to film every second of what's going on.
I generally would walk in. Around.
I have to finish. I have to finish what I was going to say there. Also, the thing that really kills me with these pick me influencers is that they actually record everything, and then I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna guess fucking all of this content reels.
Well, you're thinking from a brand perspective.
From a brand perspective, I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna be so much content from this person.
Oh, Penny,
I agree.
Penny agrees.
And literally, they don't even post about it. You never see the content. Never see it. Never goes anywhere.
That's a very you problem.
I'm like, girl, what?
No, usually when I go in, I like to have a little peruse around.
To see
what's going on. Then I like to have a little cocky and meet whoever I know there.
Cocktail.
And then I'll at some point slip away where there's a 5 minute delay.
Little Irish goodbye.
Not an Irish goodbye. And then I'll.
Oh, sorry.
And then I'll get me whatever I need to get.
Yeah, I literally just do pan, 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 pan. Talk to the people. find out what's going on at the event. Like, what are the things? What's the priorities? What's going on? What is the new product? What's it like?
Also from a strategic point of view, because you do it.
I'm just really good at it.
Oh my God, four stoner.
Just
oh my God.
Really good at it. I'm just like, yeah, look, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Anyway, that's my
pick me influencer.
I just find I'm just like at events, I'm like, they won't even talk to you. They're like just too busy taking a million pictures.
No, you don't need to be that busy. No, at an event.
It's not that busy. No. It's a social experience. No. Anyway, that's all.
But it's hard sometimes at some events, there's not a huge amount to see or to do.
Like, people, come on. So give us something to take a picture of.
Yeah, that can be hard. Mm. One thing that really rots me is...
We've a lot of rot. We're feeling the rot today, aren't we?
Yeah, well, it's pet peeves.
We're going in. We're moving in. We're heading in.
People who talk obnoxiously loud on the phone or on a Teams call.
Now, okay. Go on, continue.
So the ones that are shouting in the office. So my office might be a bit open plan.
Mm-hmm.
We all have little headsets and I'm like, hello, hello. How are you? Are you okay? Yeah. Grand. And there's other people in the office who are not aware of their volume.
Hey, 'cause interestingly.
Yeah.
I would say.
I'm very loud.
That you are very loud on your calls. Really? In the house. So loud.
But that's because you're never really here. So I just talk the way I would, maybe. Are you also very loud.
I'm aware I'm really loud. I'm aware. Loud. But are you where you are your own peppy?
I think in an open office situation, I am very aware of not speaking loud.
Maybe it's different there.
Maybe it's different.
It's not like that here.
No, it's not.
Okay, cool.
I'm like, good morning, mom.
Now, I will say my dad.
Oh my God, Fred, I love you.
Is it because he's like a
trombone.
Is it a hearing issue? So my dad is very loud in general.
I think it's a dad thing.
My dad, when he is on the phone, he worked for this big company who have like offices all over the world. My dad is on a phone call to America. He feels like he has to shout to America. He feels like he must be louder because they are further away.
He is like a gramophone.
And it used to be so annoying in the house when I lived at home when I was like 18.
Do you know what I love?
Go on.
How whenever we used to stay over.
Yeah.
And we used to have maybe a little sleep in.
Yeah.
And Fred used to be...
No, Fred will walk
Fred, he wouldn't
up and down
allow
the
you.
Corridor. He walks up and
he
down.
He wouldn't
the,
allow
like
you.
Like, we have a tiny hallway. Walks up and down the hallway on the phone. Hello?
Yeah.
It's Fred here.
Wouldn't allow you. And now, life of luxury. They might get up till 9
they've
o'clock.
They've changed.
Yeah.
They've changed.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fred, very loud. Turned. But I think it's just in his nature. He's just like a big, friendly, loud giant.
He is. He's like the Jolly Green Giant.
Jolly Green, very loud on the phone, giant. I think I have another pet peeve to me.
Yeah, I think you do.
What is my other pet peeve? My other pet peeve is, this one. This one
we
gets me.
This actually.
No, but this one gets me, makes me feel so awkward that I start to like sweat and perspire and then I actually try to make up for it. So this is when you're with people who are rude to service staff.
Oh, there's or no need for it.
In a restaurant or anything. But I genuinely have like a physical reaction when someone does it. I cannot.
It can be quite awkward.
Deal. I'm like, no. And also, I don't know. Like, whatever's happened, sometimes the rudeness comes out of like, your food doesn't arrive, or there's a problem with your order, or there's something, right? But regardless, I always think that person did not intentionally fuck this up.
And also, they're not cooking her dinner.
It's not your issue. It could be something completely outside of their control, right?
Yeah.
And if you are rude or go for people, and I don't know, maybe I'm super sensitive to it, but I just, if that happens, what are you expecting? That they are going to go above and beyond and give you more after you've been rude to them.
They are going
to
spit in
your
food.
They're going to spit in your food. They're going to spit in your food. And do you know what?
And I don't blame them.
Off you go. Just don't spit in my food.
I wonder,
is that
because we've worked in retail for quite a long time?
I just can't. I just don't understand why people would be rude. I just genuinely believe that no one is intentionally trying to fuck the thing up. They're trying their best. There's a lot going on. So, I mean, I was really conscious of this week, there was actually an incident with this girl who basically kept messing up an order, and like, we were totally fine, we weren't rude at all, we were just like, she just couldn't take in what we were saying. And we had to repeat the order about four times. And it turned out the girl was doing Ramadan. So basically she was fasting.
God. Okay.
And she said afterwards, she said, "I'm so sorry." She was like, "You know, I'm fasting at the moment and I actually am finding it really hard." Yeah. And I was like, "Don't worry at all. Like, it's no big deal." And it wasn't at all a big deal. She was totally fine. And me and Lisa were like, because we were chatting about it, we're like, "Oh God, like,
that's a really
poor
tough
girl. Like, it's really hard really for her." Anyway, things like that, like, drive me wild. But, like, we've been to dinners in, like, at times with people who would be friends of ours.
Yeah.
But, like, they're rude to serve stuff.
I
and
find
I'm just
it
like,
quite awkward.
I find it so hard. Yeah. But, like, what can you do as well? You can't always, like, because everyone has, like, I don't know, different standards or whatever. But I'm just like, I just would never do that.
No. And do you know where I remember when we went for dinner and they were like, "Hey, just so you know, what you've ordered will actually take probably about 40 minutes. I love that. The fact that they said, "It's going to take 40 minutes. This is where we're at." And we were like, "Grand, just let's keep going with drinks. It's fine.
Keep the drinks a coming. Maybe a little bread plate.
Maybe a little bit more bread with no extra service. Yeah. Just give us the free bread.
I can't say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, any other things you want to give out about?
I do want to, that brain fart. Oh, standing up the minute that plane hits the tarmac. What is that about? We are not getting off the plane any quicker. And actually,
it's not a pet peeve of mine though.
Oh, it rots me. And when, and also, like, we evacuate the plane row by row. And I can tell you now, if you're standing up and you're behind me, out of spite, I'm not letting you ahead of me. I am not letting you ahead of me.
I think it probably would have been a pet peeve of mine years ago when I was like traveling all the time at work. But I think now I'm like, that is a real them problem. Because I just sit there until I'm ready to get off.
I know.
I don't really let it affect me anymore. God. I don't wash over me. I'm just like,
you are Martha Stewart.
I am. I'm basically the Dalai Lama.
Mother Teresa.
We spoke about this the other day. When the Dalai Lama dies, just another person becomes the Lama. It's like the Pope.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, there's always a Dalai Lama.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. It's like the Pope.
So we could have seen three or four, but they're always the Dalai Lama.
I think. Oh God. I don't know if I'm right. We might have to fact check this before we put it out. But anyway, I think that came up this week.
The Dalai Lama?
I don't know. The Dalai Lama is not a pet peeve. Just to be very clear. I think you're great. I don't know really what you do, but
Have you a pet peeve of me?
Do I?
And I'm carte blanche here. What you say won't annoy me.
Do you have one for me?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. What is it?
No.
Go for it. If you're going to do it, own it.
I will.
Go. No, I have one. You go.
You?
Yeah.
Like to leave.
Yeah.
Little bundles of clothes.
I do.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah. Now, I do eventually, like, there aren't huge bundles of clothes in our house all the time.
No, it's an outfit though. An outfit here, an outfit there, an outfit there.
But not like, it generally happens because if I get up in the morning and I have time, I will get rid of outfit from the night before and I'll get ready for the next day. Mm. It's generally because I'm busy that I will. Because I don't, and years ago, you have trained me. You have put me through the training.
The clothes down.
Years ago, I would have, like, there would have been chaos everywhere and I would have had shit everywhere. I love how tidy our house is. And I actually quite enjoy not having clothes here, clothes there.
Yeah.
I do. It does happen that I step out of an outfit when I get home really late and then I have to get up super early and I'll get up and that outfit may get left in that location. But I try, I'm better than I used to be.
Okay. Go on, hit me. Hit me with your best shot.
My pet peeve of you is your phone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's
okay,
your
I'm
phone.
Gonna try. I'll try.
It drives me mad. It's so much so that Paul, and it's not your, it's subconscious, it's not conscious, it's not something you do intentionally. But like, we can be having drinks with a friend and you'll start scrolling on your phone. Mm-hmm. But not out of badness. You do it without knowing.
It's funny because I have an ick for that as well with other people. So it's very double standards.
It is very double standards. Do you know you do it though?
Not all the time. Huh. There's sometimes I catch myself and then I put my phone down.
Yeah. And is it like what is it that makes you go to it?
It's that doom scroll thing. It's just the flicky
habit.
Habit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't care how many times you do that, I still adore you. And your pet peeves
that
are
was a lovely
and
your way pet to
peeves,
say that.
Your pet peeves are like literally minor. Oh,
we
very
don't really
good
fight
human.
That much.
No, we don't actually.
Yeah.
We used good. To years ago. We had a few like.
Shell has but sorted can I actually all that
tell
out.
You, no, but can I tell you actually why I don't think we fight as much anymore? It's actually because we are much better at communicating.
100%.
That is actually 100%. Something that we've done much. We're like,
yeah.
Here. That thing really annoyed me. Am I being a psycho?
We're better. Well, that comes with age though and time.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have the fights.
Guys, today's takeaway from the podcast. I mean, this started very negatively on pet peeves, but now what we're saying is communicate with your loved ones.
I actually do love you.
Take it on board. Oh, that was very nice. I love you too. I adore you. But you don't really...
Don't rush.
I get much more joy out of you than I do annoyance.
I do too.
Even though you won't shut up talking about redoing this room. Anyway,
and I
guys.
Shall. Let's see season two what happens.
It's been a joy. Let's see where we land. Let's see where you see us in season two. It could be another room. Thank you so much for joining us. Please do rate and review us. Give us 5 stars. Sure, why not while you're here? Follow us. And as always, we have our full episodes coming out on a Wednesday. The bonus episode comes out on a Friday. This season will be ending soon, but we'll be giving you more news on the next episode.
And we're all on YouTube.
On YouTube.
On the YouTube.
If you want to just look at how beautiful we are the whole time, you can. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.